listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. I'm your host, Alex, and today we are going to be talking about all things summer. So it's May at the moment, and obviously if you were in the classroom, you'll know May and June are the times where everyone in the US is wrapping up their school year and looking forward to the summer, which is obviously very, very exciting for teachers. But as a seller, it can be a little bit different. If you're in the classroom and you're a seller, you will be excited for summer because you'll be working on your store and growing your business. But it can be a really tricky time for sellers because the sales do slow down. And it can just be really tricky to focus and grow your business in this time. So this week's episode is all about summer. And I want to talk about the summer slowdown and what happens when the sales start to dry up and how to cope and what to do. And I also want to talk about how to stay focused and motivated and to make the most of your summer so that you actually really grow your business in that time. I also want to share about more about how I can help you with that towards the end of the episode as well. I do have something in mind that I think might help. But anyway, let's dive into talking about the summer slowdown. So in mid to late May, I do believe it starts. I haven't noticed it so much yet, but it does definitely start in May. And obviously throughout June, as schools start to close, it is going through June. And then obviously July, I find the absolute worst. July is my slowest month. All of July, pretty much all the teachers are relaxing as they should and not buying a lot of stuff. And I also find that early August can be quite slow too, because teachers don't start going back until August, September. So August isn't always that great at the beginning, but obviously it does pick up momentum in later August and September. But that time, that quarter, that part of the year, especially July, can be really hard, like really, really hard. Because if as a teacher, you can be excited that school is out or that you finally got time to focus on your store, but it can be gut-wrenching to look at your sales and to see that they are getting slower and slower and lower and lower and drying up. But this is what I want to share about it. I've had to learn over the years to stop looking at it as this really horrible thing that makes me feel bad about myself. And actually, I've changed my mindset and I start to look at it now as a really amazing thing. Like when I stop thinking about me and my money and my profits and what benefits me and start to think about the teachers who have been working so hard all year, I always counted down until the holidays as a teacher. I've always counted down until my time off. And you work hard as a teacher, you deserve that time off. So teachers during summer are actually relaxing. They're actually putting their feet up. They're actually spending time with their families and loved ones and going out and doing things. And they're not chained to their teacher desk and they're not in the classroom. And that's actually a beautiful thing. And for them to not be buying stuff from us is actually a sign that they are relaxing and unwinding and enjoying themselves. And in a way, that is a really beautiful thing and they should be enjoying their time off. So I'm starting to try and look at it that way. I'm also trying to separate it from something that reflects on me, like, because when sales, you know, do badly or start to slow down, we start to wonder if we're somehow to blame or is there something we could do to fix it? And it's nothing to do with us. It's something that's completely out of our control. It's not about your marketing. It's not about your products. It's just about the circumstance. So I've been trying to separate it and stop taking it so personally. And I definitely find that helps. And I start to look at summer as a time where it's not about making the money, it's about making the products. So I consciously, obviously, stop fretting over my stats. I don't spend a lot of time on my dashboard. I don't look too much at sales emails or my statistics. I don't kind of look at things too closely because I think that that would make me upset. And I think you've got to set those boundaries for yourself. So I try not to fixate on it and I try not to look at it because it would upset me. I'm only human. So that's my recommendation. If it's going to upset you, don't look at it. And turn your attention to something that you can control, something that you can focus on. And that for me has always been product creation. You know, summer's a really great time for making products. So as a full-time teacher, I would finally have those holidays. Here in Australia, we get a smaller amount in the mid-year. We actually don't get like the big sort of couple of months that people in the US get. We get a lot of our holidays actually at the end of the year at Christmas time. But so for me, around December, that would be the time where I would grow my business. I wasn't teaching. I wasn't exhausted from teaching. I would sit and make products that I had ideas for. I had ideas for products throughout the year, and I decided to sit and make them over that Christmas period. And that was when my business grew the most, because I was putting out quality products throughout that time. I had time to do it. So product creation should definitely be the thing you focus on when it is summer instead of your sales. So that's my recommendation. Summer is also a great time for updating things. Yeah, I've been really getting into this lately, not just creating products, but making sure that your older products are actually up to your newest standards. So setting aside some time, yes, you can make a new product, but maybe at the same time, you're also updating one of your older ones, making sure that it's really top notch and ready for back to school, especially if you have anything seasonal or back to school related. Summer's a great time to kind of freshen it up, make it even better so that it sells better. In terms of updating your products, I would probably start with your best sellers, because I've learned this lately. I've been kind of thinking I should update the old stuff and the really bad, worst sellers, because those obviously need improving, and they do, and I will get to them. But I'm starting to learn that the best sellers are the ones that get the most traffic. They are the ones that are the most profitable. And if I can make them even better, I can sell them even more. So that's definitely something I'm going to be focusing on, improving my best selling products. And once you've obviously spent some time creating and updating products, summer is also a great time for you to market. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to spend all of summer marketing like crazy on Instagram, because we know that the teachers aren't really necessarily looking for resources at that time, but it can be a time for you to grow your platforms. You can certainly be mastering Pinterest, writing blog posts, growing your email list, starting a new platform like starting a Facebook page. You could be connecting with people on Instagram and just kind of growing your Instagram ready for when back to school happens. But the summer is a great time. If you've been kind of thinking of starting a marketing platform, summer is a great time to focus on it, because you haven't got too many other distractions. You could start a blog during summer. You could start your email list. So I would suggest doing that too. I would suggest doing some marketing, but not trying to do it all. Don't take on too many things, you know, just work on one. Say that you are going to work on Pinterest this summer. Like, summer is a really great time to take courses and like improve things. So if I wanted to learn how to use Pinterest, I'd probably say summer is the time I'm going to do it. I wouldn't try and focus it on the school year if I didn't have the time. I would say summer would be a good time to do Pinterest and to start my account and start growing it, making pins. So whatever it is you want to work on, summer is a great time, but don't try and do everything. Maybe just pick one platform that you want to grow over summer and really throw yourself into, or that you just kind of want to work on a few of them in the background. So yeah, look at summer in a positive way, as a positive way for you to grow your business. So now I want to talk about how to make the most of summer. I really think it's important to try and be as productive as you can. So it's all good and well to say, I'm going to grow my business this summer, I'm going to make some products. But I think it's really important to have some specific goals, to actually set yourself some goals of what you're going to achieve. I think it'd be good to have a bit of a structure or a schedule to help yourself be organized, maybe even batch a few things. I would definitely recommend checking out my previous podcast episodes. My first few episodes I ever did were all about work schedules, batching, schedulers, templates, like all those kind of things. And I think having some productivity strategies in place will help you be the most productive you can be. But I think it's also important to work with other people, to like lean on your community. So ask questions in Facebook group, bond with people on Instagram, motivate each other to work on your businesses. That's a great thing to do. I'm actually hosting a summer challenge this year. So I really want to work with other sellers and grow together and learn together. So it's called the Teacherpreneur Summer Bootcamp. And I've never hosted one before, but I'm just really, really excited. I have over 400 products in my store. I have so many that need updating. I have a huge list of new products I need to make. I've got product photography to do. I've got marketing to work on. There's so many things that I want to work on in the next few months before back to school. And I kind of just didn't want to do it alone. I'm super excited to work with other sellers and for us to all do it together. So I'm definitely creating a little bit of a community there, and it's going to be very much about like focus and motivation and accountability. And I'm going to be doing lots of videos and tips and, you know, feedback for people, like feedback on your products and feedback on your store, like sort of hot seat kind of things where I help people out. I'm just really excited to sort of coach people and work with people this summer and really kind of grow and learn together. So if that sounds like something you would enjoy, join us in the Teacherpreneur Summer Bootcamp. I will put a link in the show notes so you can check it out, but it's going to be a really exciting opportunity to grow your business. So if you really want to improve your sales, if you really want to optimize your older products, if you really want to create quality new products and you want to make sure you're on the right track, you know, this is not just for like new sellers or anything. This is for seasoned sellers too. Like I said, I'm going to be doing this because there's so much that I want to work on and I need that accountability too. I have so many things that I need to do. And I think sometimes doing it alone can just be kind of lonely and there's just not that same motivation. So I'm excited to work with other people. So it is going to be a kind of program membership type thing, but obviously very affordable because you guys know I'm very passionate about affordability. I love offering free content. I offer a lot of free content here on this podcast, my blog, my email list, my Facebook, my Instagram. Like I love sharing free tips, but even I acknowledge that the free stuff doesn't always motivate you. I'm always absorbing people's free content and it never really motivates me to put anything into action. But when I invest in like a course or a program, I always throw myself into it because I've invested in it and I emotionally invest in it as well. So I wanted to make sure I create this program and it's for people that are really passionate and really want to grow their businesses. They really want to see success. So for only a very small sort of weekly investment of like this, pretty much what you pay for a cup of coffee, but it's going to be a really great opportunity. So if you think that would interest you, definitely check out that link for the Teacherpreneur Summer Bootcamp. I can't wait for you to join us. But the takeaway I want you to have from this episode is I want you to go into summer with a really positive attitude and know that it can be an amazing opportunity to grow your business. You just have to be motivated, I guess, to give it a chance, to use that opportunity. Don't waste that time, precious time you've been given, because it's an amazing opportunity to be creating products and improving your business and growing your business so that you make more sales in the next calendar year. I'm really excited to work on things before back to school happens. I hope that you are too. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed talking about all the summer stuff and I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I hope that you are too. Have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.